Trust, rest, serve. Selections from the following verses. Jonah 2:2. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me. Psalm 2:12. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Acts 20:32a. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. I'm exhausted. I can't remember being more tired than I am at this moment. I'm sure you have been there too. Remember that day when there was so much to do, and then there was more. The house is scrubbed for those coming. The food is cooking. I'm trying to work online while waiting. At the moment, the computer is not cooperating. The outside temperature is 99 with a heat index of 105. Somewhere around the above, I walked over and back to check on my very elderly neighbor. Yep, I'm exhausted. Did I mention that I'm old? Laughing. Oh, I did now. So that means I am old and tired and hot and exhausted. Furthermore, you might add grumpy at the moment, but please keep that to yourself. The thought comes that Jesus must have been tired, hot, and exhausted often while on earth. He was not old, though. He died for us at only 33 years of age. I have been blessed with many years beyond his earthly ones. Now that I think of it, I am so very blessed that I should not begin this essay as I have. I repeat, I am very blessed. I am now sitting down in a quiet corner with paper and pen, gathering my thoughts. Drinking some water has helped me revive. Trust, rest, serve, I pray. That prayer was a drink of spiritual living water and has brought me soul revival. I feel better already. Psalm 2:12c says that we are blessed who trust in God. Blessed means happy or joy-filled. In actuality, it means both. Happiness is often a brief uplift due to a temporary good time. It also means joy, which is the down-in-your-soul peace and well-being of knowing Jesus. It is the blessedness of trusting God, and that lasts forever. Following and obeying God gives us that blessedness for all time as we continue to follow and obey him. We lose the blessedness if we turn away from our walk with God. Jonah ran from God's call, and life went wrong when he did. He cried out to God, and God heard him. God heard Jonah's call and helped him miraculously. He is still God and still listens when we too call from our place of distress. Sometimes the distress comes from our sins. Like Jonah, we go our way instead of God's way, or perhaps, like me, you make the mistake of taking on too much to prove to ourselves and others how much we can do. Do we now realize that all ability and work comes from God? It is his gift to us and not something that we can do ourselves. Blessed are those who trust in God. The Bible tells us throughout his word that God is our refuge. Rest in him. He is our strength. God is our source of joy and peace. He is the quiet shelter that we can go to in prayer. Close your eyes and commune with him. He is like a cool, shadowed place of rest. He is our peace in life's chaos. I trust him, for he has proven himself trustworthy over and over and over again. He has been trustworthy to those who love him through the ages. He has never failed his people. As a believer, he has never failed me, never. Lastly, he won't fail you if you are following, obeying, and trusting in him. It's true. God listens. He loves. He tells us to come away and rest a while in him. And you know what? Thinking of all the goodness of God surrounding us and dwelling on his faithfulness fills my heart with his blessedness. He told us it would. The exhaustion is gone. He is greater than all of the world weariness with which we have to deal. God is the answer and my joy. Try it for yourself. You can find peace and rest. You will be revitalized and ready to serve God wherever He leads. So much joy lies ahead of you. Just trust, rest, serve. It's time for you to start. Just put your trust in Him.